Generally dry weather will be occurring in the northern plains, upper Midwest, and neighboring areas of Canada's prairies as we go forward through the next 5 to 7 days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The precipitation potentials are really quite low for most of the region. It will not be completely dry, though. We do have a chance for at least a little bit of precipitation once in a while. A few spotty showers today will occur in South Dakota. There could be a random shower in North Dakota, too, and some of the moisture will work its way into west central and southwestern Minnesota. But the precipitation that's going to occur is not going to be very impressive on volume. The majority of the precipitation amounts will run from traces upwards to a couple tenths of an inch. Now, there may be a little narrow band of greater precipitation that may occur in eastern South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota, where we could see maybe as much as a half inch of moisture. But the area impacted will be very small, and it will be limited to the next 24 hours, and by the time we get into the afternoon tomorrow, we should be back into a dry weather mode. And I don't think you'll see much other precipitation potential of significance in our area for a while thereafter. Warmer temperatures will be present. We do expect to see the next frontal system cut across the region as we get out to the end of the weekend and early next week, but it will come with very little in the way of significant precipitation. A few spotty showers will be possible, but no well-organized event. As we move on into midweek next week, a bigger storm system will begin to brew out to the west. We'll keep a close eye on that because I think in the second half of next week, we may encounter another chance for rain to develop across parts of our region after a windy period, and we may even see some colder air come in behind it that could change some of that rain to snow. It may be somewhat similar to the event we just saw a few days ago. In the meantime, though, our temperatures are going to be real pleasant. We're going to be looking at highs this afternoon, mostly in the 50s. There will be a few upper 40s around as well, especially under the clouds in the southeast part of our region and also in northwestern North Dakota. Now, as we go into the day tomorrow, we'll likely see all that precipitation and cloud cover disappearing, so highs will be in the upper 50s and 60s across most of the region, and we'll see the same thing occur on Saturday. Sunday, we might be just a tad bit cooler, but mostly still in the 50s and lower 60s, and we'll do it one more time again on Monday. Nighttime lows are expected to be very pleasant for this time of the year as well. We'll see a lot of 30-degree lows. A few upper 20s will be possible once in a while out to the west, but we're not expecting that very common. And I do think a few lower 40-degree lows will be possible, too, every once in a while in the southeast corner of our listening area. The bottom line is enjoy the next 7 days of weather. It might turn a little bit more unsettled and cooler later next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.